The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
We've got Ethan in the studio, 17-year-old philosophy student who, is it fair to say you're very intelligent but not got a lot of common sense?
I think I've got some common sense, but, you know, with life experience comes common sense, and I'm quite young, so...
Yeah, okay, that's... Yeah, I like standing up for yourself. Good for you. Good for you. Now, look, you like talking about philosophy and intelligent things and, you know, politics and so on, and we've had a conversation this week, last week, about Donald Trump and America, what's going... You're very switched on with the American election. You've just shown us, just before 11 o'clock, we started talking about the budget, and you paid a lot of attention to that, and I might ask you your opinion in a minute, nice. All right? But I'm also going to take you out of your comfort zone as well, because I think... You know, let's talk about some things that you might not be... Your take on football was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a football fan, love it, and there's lots of things that I hate about it as well. But first of all, let's just go back, stay in your comfort zone, budget. What's your thoughts on that?
I think, as far as the budget goes, and that's my opinion, I feel as if it doesn't really go far enough. Like, sure, the spending increases in the health service... are good, the extra funding in the day-to-day budgets, the repairs budget, and with schools, with the VAT on private schools, that's quite a good thing. Because I feel, now this might be the case for all parents, but I think for most, if you can afford to send your child to private school, you can probably afford VAT as well.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
But...
I'm thinking now that song that's just popped into my head. No income tax, no VAT.
Yeah, but I feel as if in generating the money and actual taxation itself, what they really ought to do, and this might be a new radical idea, but I think they should tax the rich people more than the people who actually do the jobs.
Right.
I mean, I think one of the years, I can't remember which one, but Amazon paid... like little to no like capital business tax.
Yeah.
And it's just madness because they're a multi-million dollar company operating in Britain and they paid basically nothing to the government.
Yeah, so there was a few people that, you know, there was a comedian that found a loophole in the law. So he was, was he being paid offshore and didn't pay any tax and so on, he got away. I think he's put that right, and I think a few other people have put that right as well. But if there's a loophole in the law, then people exploit it, and you can't blame him for doing it, can you?
I mean, I suppose you can. What it comes down to is human greed, really, and not wanting to pay your fair share to society. I mean, we all use the NHS. I was born in the NHS, so it's only right that you should pay taxes to the government to fund the NHS. And so, for example, if you get out of work and you need job seekers allowance, that's based on your national insurance contributions. So if you don't pay tax, you're not going to get it.
God, you're going to be a politician in the making, aren't you?
I should hope so one day.
Well, do you know what you... I mean, that sounds a fair and reasonable point. Doesn't it? It really does. But you say that they haven't gone too far. You know, everyone's got their own opinions. I'm kind of budgeted out at the moment. I don't need to, you know, we've all gone through it. Okay, this is the deal now. We'll find out how it affects us. We've got all these people now telling us how and what and so on. And I just think, well, we've had so many years of X. Okay, we've changed it. Let's see what happens. Let's have some, just let them get on with it, see what happens. But I do feel that, yeah, there are a few people that are going to be suffering this winter because of certain things.
Yeah.
And I feel for them.
The winter fuel payment debacle in particular is one that wasn't really quite a good move from them. And I was expecting them to reverse course in the budget a bit, but they haven't apparently. And it's more so for the small amount of pensioners who are disadvantaged, who don't quite meet the threshold of pension credit, but also would need to rely on the winter fuel payment. And I feel like that small group of people, however small, shouldn't be disadvantaged.
No.
You know, they should still have access to support to get them through the winter without freezing to death.
Absolutely right. And do you think that there's some kind of, you know, proper means test coming in would alleviate that?
I think, personally, the means test whilst a good idea in theory, in practice, isn't a good idea at all. I mean, you have this thing, let's say this hypothetical benefit, and you have somebody, person A, who earns ever so slightly just below the threshold to qualify.
Yeah.
They're not going to get it, but they're still going to need it. But because of the means test, they're now denied access to what could prove to be a lifeline.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And somebody else, someone else that pointed out, as a young person on the TV this morning, they were saying about regions, because each region is, certain regions are going to be better off than others, and so on. So, you know, if you are going to do it, you've got to do it properly. You've got to, you've got to take the regional issue into, put that under the microscope as well and see. And I think no one's actually done that in the past. It's always been a failing. So maybe that is by one young person putting their hand up and saying, hey, you need to address this. Maybe it can be addressed, but you're not going to fix it in a day, are you?
No.
You're not going to fix it in one budget.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Arsenal 5 years ago when they had a really rubbish team and Gary Neville said, you're not going to fix this in one transfer window. You're going to have to do a bit of weeding, OK? So what we're going to do is we're going to take you out of your comfort zone. We're going to talk football in a minute. But first of all, we're going to play a... No, we're not. We're going to go into a quick commercial break and come out the other side with Kissing the Pink, and then you're going to talk football.
God.